Well, we got Fort Wayne coming to town. We're hoping to have a real big crowd for the game tonight. It's going to be exciting hockey. We can't wait to get started. It's really been a year and a half in the making, and we're looking forward to the debut tonight.
Cliff, you know, the skaters are fast. Your guys did a great job. They've been on the ice already in a regular season game. Tell us a little bit about what's happened.
Yeah, we had our weekend four-game series out in Rochester, Minnesota for the league showcase, and I thought we handled ourselves pretty well. We finished 2-2. We'd like to have done a little better, but you know, I think we accomplished what we went there to accomplish, and that's to really kind of gauge ourselves against the best in the league, and I think we did that.
And I think your team was, you had mentioned too, that your team was anticipated to be very, very good, and you did show that.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of talk around the league. You know, we weren't doing much of the talking ourselves,
right,
but a lot of talk around the league about our roster and how talented it was. And, you know, until we got on the ice and actually dropped the puck, we didn't want to make any bold claims about where we stood. And, you know, after, especially after the game two of that weekend against the Dells Ducks, which is going to be one of the better teams in the Minnesota division, if not the best. You know, that was the highlight game of the weekend, I'd say. And, you know, I think we acquitted ourselves quite well.
Does your team have the speed that you expected it to have?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think actually in a small way, starting our practices out at the Barry on the bigger ice sheet has really helped us with that. You know, it's shown our guys that we've got the speed to really, you know, keep up with anybody and get past them. And then now that we're back on the smaller ice, I think it's going to be to an advantage as well that we can, you know, use our speed and quickness to get around guys a little better.
We're talking to Mike Stanaway and Cliff Cook. Mike is the head coach of the Marquette Royals, and Cliff Cook is the assistant head coach. And Mike, tell us about some of the players that people can expect to see tonight.
Well, I think, you know, obviously highlighting the list are the local players that you have. Dallas McLaughlin, Mike House, Bryce Leaf, a handful of other UP guys, Hayden Rajala. But, you know, I think what they're going to see is, you know, some talented players really from throughout the country. You know, obviously everybody here takes pride in their local players and players from the UP. But, you know, we have quite a few other players to showcase. And, you know, it's most important for a thing for us tonight is getting 2 points from the win.
And you spent a lot of time on the road, Mike, looking for these players and all summer long. In fact, I know you were on the road interviewing and trying players out and seeing who you can get. You wanted the best of the best.
Yeah, I was on the road for basically 4 months straight. You know, couple days home here and there, but you know, it's been a lot of work. But you know, I mean, these are the guys that we wanted, and you know, right now I'm really happy with how the roster sits. You know, obviously between now and playoffs, we'll tweak it and possibly make some changes. But for right now, I'm really happy with the roster we have.
Joining me in the studio is Mike Stanaway, head coach of the Marquette Royals, along with Cliff Cook, who is the assistant head coach. And guys, you look at the game tonight. The game time is what time, Mike?
Puck drop 7:30.
So you want to get there early. This is the best bargain, sports bargain, that I've seen in many, many years. It's $6 for an adult, $4 for children over 10.
Yeah, and kids under 10 are free.
And what are some of the things that are going to, that the fans are going to be able to enjoy tonight besides the game?
Well, obviously the game's the highlight, but mm-hmm. We're going to have some events for the fans. You know, we'll have a 50-50 raffle, we'll have Chuck-a-Puck, and, you know, we're going to put on a good show. You know, we realize that entertainment value is more than just the game itself when you're attending. You know, there's a lot of time between periods and whatnot to keep the fans entertained, and that'll change throughout the year. We'll add mm-hmm. events throughout the season as we see what everybody's enjoying. But you know, I think you know, it's going to be, we try and put on a professional experience. You know, it's a junior A hockey club, but we want to put on a professional show.
Yeah, and you're going to have a bar as well, so people who are inclined can have an adult beverage.
That's the idea. Yeah,
it's, beer, you know, beer will be available.
It's a good plan to have the beer at a hockey mm-hmm. game. You know, I know myself, when I'm going to a game, I like to have a couple cold brews. And
same here.
So it's going to be, yeah, it just adds to the fun.
And and Mike, you said, we were talking a little bit off the air, you're going to roll four lines, but it's going to depend on what the other guys do, and you've got a lot of coaching to do. You coach as hard as the players play.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at Fort Wayne, they have they've got a couple good players. The Lewis player, a forward, plus the Russian player that they have are very good players. So we have to, you know, we're gonna have to take a look and make sure we match up the best we can. I mean, they're, you know, They're a good hockey team. I mean, you know, anybody, you know, expecting us to come in and blow them out, you know, it's not going to happen. It's going to be a competitive game. I mean, it's going to go right down to the wire. They're a good team. They work hard. They're very physical. So we're going to have to match that if we want to compete tonight.
So get to the game early. Get the game, I would say, probably about 6:30 or quarter after 6 or so.
Yeah, we'll be on the ice for warm-ups at 7. The actual puck drop of the game will be 7:30.
So get your seats. Bring the family.
Absolutely.
Could be a great time. Again, seats are $6 for adults, $4 for children over 10. Children under 10 are free. Like I said, it's the best bargain I've heard of in many, many years.
Absolutely.
And get there about 6:30 or so, watch the warm-ups, and just have a great time.
Absolutely.
That should be fun.
Good luck tonight, guys. Good luck tomorrow night. Also, I do want to mention, you know, if you're planning to have fun tomorrow, go to the Northern football game tomorrow and then just stick right around campus and go to Lakeview Arena for the same time game again Saturday night.
Yep, 7:30 start Saturday as well.